And a very warm welcome to Jagzone Live, coming to you from the Tulloch Caledonian Stadium in Inverness for our first league game of 2017. And in a match that Inverness have already labelled as must win, the Jags look for 3 points today that would move us 9 points clear of the bottom club in the division and send out a stark warning to the other teams in our division that we mean business. Obviously, the team hampered with a couple of suspensions. Danny Devine, who joins us in the Jagzone studio in just a moment. We'll be hearing from Danny shortly. Abdul Osman also misses out through suspension. A couple of other tactical changes. Liam Lindsay back in after injury. And also coming in is Niall Keown to make his first start. So the team sees in, looks like a 4-2-3-1 formation. Thomas Czerny in goal. A back four of out on the right back role, Christy Elliott. The back two will be Niall Keown and Liam Lindsay, and on the left-hand side, Callum Booth. The sitting midfielders will be Sean Welsh and Adam Barton, the three that will hopefully give the Inverness defence a bit of a nightmare. But Chris Erskine on the right, Stevie Lawless on the left, and Ryan Edwards in the middle. I suspect all three will have a bit of a floating role, however, and Adi Aziz's pace hopefully will be the problem for them up front. As far as the visitors are concerned, they have, as I said, labelled this as a must-win game, and a quick look through their starting lineup sees Owen Fawn Williams in goal, and the rest of their side will be coming up very shortly. It's not got a team sheet yet, so I'm trying to do this off Tinternet, and it's and the rest is David Raven, Carl Tremarco, Gary Warren, Liam Polworth, Ross Draper, Greg Tansey, Brad Mackay, Henry Anier, Lossana Dumboya, and Larnell Cole. The substitute goalkeeper is Ryan Essen, Dean Ebby, Aaron Doran, Ian Vigers, Jake Mulroney, Scott Bowden, and Cammy Gilchrist. Stephen Finney is our referee. And I did say our special guest today is Danny Devine. Danny, I suppose it's a bit of a homecoming for you, having spent a couple of years up here. So how does it feel to be back here, sadly not playing though?
It's good to be back. Obviously, the first time being back here since I left for Partick Thistle. But you know, obviously, a bit disappointed that you know I've managed to get too many yellow cards and miss this one. But it's good to be back, and hopefully, the lads can get a good result today.
I think the manager may, however, I know he's thorough and he's very very keen to know every little inch of the opposition. Has he leaned upon you to try and get some little tidbits about them?
Not a lot, but just little bits. Obviously, I played with the majority of these lads for a good number of years, so he would just ask what they're like, and I'm sure he knows. He's done his homework on them also, but any little bit I can help, I gladly will. So he's picked my brain a couple of times.
Later on we'll hear from the manager. We spoke to him just as the team arrived here at headquarters. We've also got a little chat with Niall Keown to come up as well, so stay tuned to Jagzone for that. Danny, I just want to touch on the noises coming out of Inverness this week. They've basically said, and they've just said it over the PA system there, this is a must-win game. How much pressure is that putting on their current squad?
It's obviously a lot of pressure. I mean, the league table, doesn't lie, and they're rock bottom at the minute. So, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on the boys out there today, the Inverness lads, to get a result. But I also think it's a massive game for us. Obviously, if we can get the win here today, you know, it opens up a bit of a gap from ourselves and them. So, I think it's a big important game for both teams. But I'd certainly say there's more pressure on the Inverness side.
Absolutely. We obviously had the pleasures of a fairly comfortable cup passage last week, getting the 4-0 win against Fermartin. They had a much tougher struggle in a game against Elgin. Does that make a difference? Have they got a little bit more, perhaps, match intensity? Or has our little break been a good thing?
I'm not sure. Obviously, you know, the scoreline suggested it was a tight game last week for Inverness against Elgin, and like you say, we won comfortably against Fermartin. You could say the break came at a bad time for us, but you could also say it was a good time where some boys getting time to come back from injuries and stuff like that. So, you know, hopefully it hasn't done too much damage, and I don't think it has, because the boys are well prepared.
Absolutely, and I think from a defensive zone, and it's a pity that we've had to change it a little bit, because one goal conceded in the last four games, and that was a consolation goal for Ross County. You guys must have felt as though defensively all our early season problems were well and truly behind us.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously we get into a bit of a rut of conceding late goals, but I thought, ever since the Hearts game away, we were played pretty well. That you know we're starting to you know sort of fix that problem and get it right. And I think the games following that suggested we had done. You know, so you could say that the break came at a bad time for that reason. But I know the lads have been going out there looking to keep a clean sheet again today, and you know I'm more than positive that they can.
I'm not. We'll hear from manager Al Archibald in a few minutes, but we've got to touch on. It's a bit of a new look defence because the manager had an issue where best to play Adam Barton with Abdul out as well. It's perhaps better for him to play in midfield, but it does thrust Niall Keown into the equation very early on. But the beauty of it is he's had a few weeks with the players, and has that made a bit of a difference, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think him having a few weeks with us, you know, he came out to Spain with us and he got to know the lads. You know, so it's I would say it definitely would have helped him. You know, he settled in very well, and you know we've seen him in training, and the boys are positive that he can come in and do a job. You know, from what we've seen of him, you know he looks a good, strong defender, and hopefully he can show that today.
There's no doubt the manager what he wants from what players he brings in is very evident. A young player with a lot to prove, and that's just about with every single player in the squad that he's brought in, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. And you know, you could say that the manager definitely he does give, you know, believe in young players. You know, I think Niall's only 21 himself, and to be thrown into such an important game like this, you know, shows that the faith he has in young players. So, you know, like I say, hopefully he can come in and do the job.
We'll talk more about the rest of the team in a moment, but Muzzy back in there as well. I know you haven't probably seen the best of Muzzy just yet, but we know that when he gets to full fitness, which hopefully won't be too long, that's like another new signing coming into the club. You must be impressed with even the 45 minutes against the albeit poorer opposition that he produced last week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, ever since I came to the club, Muzzy's been, you know, he's been in the gym working hard every day. You know, that's what I've noticed since I've been here, that, you know, he's desperate to get back on the pitch. And, you know, with such a bad injury, it was good to see him back last week. I've also played against him a couple of times, so I know a bit about him. I know he's absolutely rapid. So you know, like you say, you'll be like a new signing once he comes back, and you know it just makes it you know, it sort of gives everyone something to fight for. The more quality we have in the team.
Absolutely. Well, it's time to catch up with the first of our interviews, and we'll chat to manager Alan Archibald, who I caught up with just as the team arrived at the stadium.
Alan, good to get back into league action this afternoon, and as we talked about earlier on, a very crucial game. Feel a good mood in the camp?
Yeah, there has been all week. Obviously we've come off the back of a good result in the cup, a good performance, and we go into the game full of confidence. We know how tough it's going to be. I think you see the noises coming out of Inverness that it's a must-win game for them, so I think they're going to be two strikers and they're going to have a real go.
As far as we're concerned, it doesn't look a very negative thinking team at all. It does look very attack-minded and very positive.
Yeah, obviously we had to shuffle things about with the suspensions, but no, we're attack-minded. We've got Addy up there for a bit of pace. It's something a bit different today. Hopefully we'll stretch them. We're away from home. They might have a wee bit more on the ball of us at times, but we need to get our creative players on the ball. I think Stevie Lawless has started to show the form that we're used to seeing. We obviously struggled with injury before that, so hopefully get him and Chris Hurst in the game, and we don't want them backtracking the whole game. They've got a free roll to go, and when we've got the ball to go and rotate and go and move and cause them problems. So we've got a job to do for the team, but there's certainly goals in that team.
Niall Keown comes in for a start. In any way, is this a gamble, or do you have a lot of faith and assurance in the boy?
No, well, he's been with about the group for the last couple of weeks, so no, it's not a gamble. It's his debut, he goes in and we'll see how he gets on. It's the same for the rest of the lads. The only gamble is they've not played together, him and Liam, but that's just football. It's one of the things you've got to go on with. We just felt we had to push Barts into midfield. Gives a bit of strength in there, hopefully, but we can always drop him back, and as I say, the team's very, very versatile.
I was going to say, Adam Barton, it's one of these dilemmas of where's best to play him, but I think if you were to ask Adam, given a choice, I think he's in his preferred position today.
I don't know if you've got that answer from him. It depends on your position, because sometimes you get more of the ball at centre-half, and he comes out, like last week, he's on the ball a lot, so well, it's a good problem to have, to be able to move it about for different games, and that's something we'll probably do with him until he learns how to be a proper centre-half, because he's new to the game. He only played it last year, so that'll become new. He'll become better at that, and it'll become more natural as time goes on in his career.
You've talked about the flair on the side, and that's where the fact that they've got that, the two sitting players, Adam and Sean, have a real role to play, because they've got to marry up a little bit of defensive quality with an ability to support.
Yeah, look, we've got to win the battle today. It's going to be a massive fight, and it could be a dogfight, and we're prepared for both. And I've just said that to the lads, look, it must be a battle. We must win second balls, we must be ugly. We've got a good record of doing it away from home, and we must do it today, because I think it's going to be a battle.
And just lastly, Muzzy, in the squad. Still, as we've talked about, he just needs more minutes. The plan to get him on at some point today, if the game allows?
Yeah, look, he's a great sub to have. We can bring him on, we can push Christie further forward, we can replace him with Christie if they've got wide players that have a bit more pace than us. So, no, it's great having him back. It is a new signing, but we just need to manage him and make sure he's ready.
Good, let's wish you well for this afternoon.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the thoughts of manager Alan Archibald. We caught up with him just as everybody arrived here at the Tulloch Caledonian Stadium. And Danny Devine, of course, is a key component of the Thistle squad. And at half-time, Danny, we'll talk about your Thistle career so far, which started well, maybe had a little dip, but has come storming back with a fantastic last couple of months. But as far as we're concerned, I wouldn't quite say this game is season-defining, but it's not a million miles away from it, is it?
No. Like I said, you know, if we manage to get something out of this game today, you know, hopefully a win, it opens up that little gap between us and Inverness and you know, the other teams around in the runners. You know, so I'm hoping for a good performance, but most importantly, a win today to just open that little bit of a gap.
I think with the squad or the team that he's picked, it's impossible to think it's going to be anything other than some sort of attack-minded approach to the game. You cannot go into a squad with Edwards, Lawless, Erskine and Aziz and not be attack-minded, can you?
Definitely. I mean, I've said this from the day I came here. The players we've got, you know, going forward have a lot of quality. You know, and against anyone on their day, even the top teams, they can cause many problems. And coming here today, you know, I don't think there was any danger in the manager going defensive. You know, we know how good we are. We know we're good enough to come here and pick up a good positive result, and I'm glad to see the lineup so attacking.
And Liam Lindsay back in the defensive role now. He's got to play with this mask on. What does it do for his looks, I have to say?
it probably helps his looks. but obviously he's been wearing it in training every day, obviously, because he needs to, but it also helps him get used to it. And you know, hopefully he's used to playing with it now, and you know, hopefully it doesn't cause many problems, which I don't think it should.
Well, he's got 6 goals so far this season from the centre of defence. Always important to have good goal scoring centre halves, isn't it, Danny?
It is. obviously I'm still waiting for my first one, but you know, Liam's a big lad. He's a big target, and you know, to be fair to him, he's been brilliant from set pieces this year. And like you say, it always helps when you've got. You know, your centre-halves, your defenders chipping in with goals.
Absolutely. Now, as we said, you're missing, Abdul's missing. It does impact a little bit on the quality of what we've got on the bench. Muzzy's there, David Amoon, Chris Doolan. Three, I don't want to call them kids, but three youngsters that are beginning to try and force their way into the squad if we can. Is it a positive sign that Andy McCarthy and Kevin Nisbet are both now going to become, in my opinion, decent first-team squad players in the not-too-distant future?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's always good to have the, you know, the young boys coming through in the round, the first team, and, you know, watching what the first team lads do and learning off them. Obviously, I've trained with these lads, and you know, they've definitely got great ability. You know, it's up to them. You know, whether they want to push on their career and you know, become regular first teams. Obviously, young Andy came away to Spain with us, and you know, I've been very impressed with him. So. You know, hopefully them lads can kick on and you know, become first team regulars and start fighting for you know, first team places.
I know there's a lot of talk at the moment about the best way to for players to go from Development League football to first team football. Just how big a step is it?
I think it's a massive step. You know, from the under 20 league into first team football. I think obviously the quality and the intensity is a lot higher, but I think the stakes are also so much more higher, and there's a lot more pressure on players. You know, so it's up to them boys how they deal with it and how they come in and you know, adjust the first team football and the pressures that come with it. And like I say, you know, hopefully the young boys coming through can do that.
I know it's something that's probably way out with your remit, but a lot of talk at the moment as to the best way to bridge that gap. And Malky Mackay, the new SFA performance director, has basically said that the 17 to 21 is not being bridged at all, and players are getting lost to the game. Is there a simple answer? Is what he's doing right?
Well, I think that's what them boys get paid for. You know, they get paid to figure out the solution. But I've always thought, you know, doing away with the reserve league, you know, had a big impact on young players coming through. You know, me personally, coming through as a youngster, there was a reserve league, so you always got to test yourself against, you know, good experienced pros, you know, proper men, and I think that's helped a lot of players in the long run. But like I say, it's that's what they get paid for, and hopefully they can figure something out.
Absolutely. Well, one of the youngsters, not so much coming through, but coming here to learn a bit, is Niall Keown, and we caught up with Niall just earlier on to get his thoughts. This was before the team lineup was announced.
Niall, good to get the job done in terms of the signing complete now, and very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, I've been with the lads training for the last couple of weeks, and it's good to get the deal done a couple of days ago, and now we just look forward to the game.
Absolutely, should be a good game indeed, and a very important game, and I suspect the manager's been spending all week stressing to you that if we can get a win here, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, we know every game is very important, and our goals for the season are clear. We want to make the top six, so this is just the next game in our way of achieving that ambition, so three points is really what we need.
Absolutely. Now, as you have mentioned, you've been with the boys for a few weeks, so that sometimes gives the manager a bit of an opportunity just to let the players see what's going on. But now that you've had that 3 weeks, he wouldn't have any qualms about throwing you in today if necessary.
Yeah, well, he hasn't picked the team yet, but hopefully I can get some game time, whether it's this game or whether it's upcoming. But the importance for us really is to get 3 points as a team, and I've enjoyed the training here, and things look to be going well. The team seems to be playing well, so hopefully we can win.
We've got the number of players that we've taken up from England over the past, and they always say it does take a game or two just to adapt to a slightly different style of play in Scotland, but I suspect you'll not take too long to fit into that.
Yeah, well, I know it's going to be competitive. I know what that's like. I've played, obviously, for Reading a few times, so I know the competitive environment that brings and the pressures that brings, but I'm very much looking forward to it, and hopefully I can adjust quickly.
Get nervous before making a debut?
No, not really. Just enjoy it.
Absolutely. So all set then to go. It's the long trip up, and you've now settled into the hotel, and all ready for action.
Yeah, we're ready, and hopefully 3 points is what comes of it.
And absolutely. And of course, it's a loan deal to the end of the season. Is it just a case of get through that and then retake stock of where we are?
Yeah, see what happens. But I've got to put personal goals aside, really. It's about the team now, and we're looking to get in the top six, so that's the main thing to focus on.
Good, let's wish you well, Niall. Have an enjoyable time at Firhill.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the thoughts of new signing Niall Keown, who's arrived at Firhill. Danny, I want to look at this Inverness side. There's a lot of names in there that are very familiar. One or two new names that have maybe only just recently come in, the likes of Cole and Dumbuya. What can we expect from their side in either approach and B, just exactly what they've got to offer?
I think today, I think it'll be a very tough game. I think they'll try and make it physical with the players they've got in their team. You know, and as you say, their league position, they're desperate for a win. So knowing the manager, know what way he operates, I'd say you'll have them well fired up. But they've also got a lot of quality in there as well, with you know, players like Tansy and Draper. You know, so this will not be an easy game, and you know, the boys will need to be on top form to get something from today.
Absolutely. Managers are important, and obviously ours is the most experienced manager in the SPFL Premiership, and Inverness is the least experienced in terms of his managerial time. I think on day one that was very important. I think the managers were very important on day one. Is that still the case? Is the inexperience of Richie Foran something that perhaps may have a detrimental effect in Inverness?
Maybe, you know, it's difficult to say. Obviously Richie would have learned a lot from just you know, the start of the season until now. He would have learned a hell of a lot about management. Obviously it's his first job, you know, and it was sort of similar to our manager, finished playing and then took over. Obviously he's been in it a lot longer, so maybe you could say it might have an effect. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's all right the manager's putting a plan together, but it's up to the players to go out there and execute that plan, and you know, hopefully our boys do it better today.
And what's the key for today's game then? Where do you feel that the key battle will be?
I think midfield will obviously be an important area. I think it always is in games. You know, if we can take control of midfield early on, you know, and feed our more creative players, the likes of Lawless and Edwards and Erskine, you know. And also, obviously, you have Ali Aziz with his pace in behind. I think we could cause him a lot of problems today.
I know you're not a striker. You're the defensive stronghold of the side. But for Ali, everyone at the club has got a feel for him. He has got so much to offer. And by God, if he could just get on some sort of run of goals, you're looking at, and I've said this before, you're looking at one of the best strikers in the league.
100%. I totally agree with you. I think, you know, the boys know that. I think Addy knows that himself. It's been a very difficult period for him, obviously, in terms of his goal scoring record. But, you know, even just talking to Addy and the boys themselves, I think if he took his chances this year, you know, he probably wouldn't be here. He would probably be, you know, somewhere else in January down south. But, you know, that's up to him to try and find that goal scoring form and find his confidence. And, you know, hopefully he can do that and in the you know, the business end of the season.
And it's just been a little unfortunate for him that most of the chances, which he creates himself by his strength and pace, have been ones where he's got to think about it. I would just love him to have a couple of instinctive chances, crosses across the face of the goal that just require a steer in. And there was that nasty captain of ours stealing that goal off him last week, because he was about to tap in that one and Big Ab stuck in that big boot of his and took a goal off him.
I think that's what he needs. He just needs that one goal to go in, and hopefully that'll kickstart him and he can go on a run of scoring goals. But that's what Abdul's like. You know, we're with him every day. He's that type of person.
Just want to touch on one last thing before we let you go, and don't forget Danny will be back with us at half time, and we've been asking you to send in your questions, hashtag JacksOnLive, if you want to send them in, and we'll chat further at half time. But Danny, just want to touch on one thing that I've done with a lot of players before, and as a relative newcomer to the squad you can answer this. A lot of players that I've spoken to coming to Firhill have all said it's one of the most open dressing rooms they've ever been involved in. There's no cliques. Everybody just likes to be a part of a group. It seems to rub off on everybody as they come in. And even listening to Niall Keown there, he's saying, I've got to put personal goals aside. This is all about the team. And that just seems symptomatic of a very, very happy, confident, very together dressing room.
Definitely. I mean, I noticed it right away when I came into the team. You know, when I first arrived, the lads made me feel welcome, and you know, you got that sense, like you say, that it was all about the bigger picture. You know, you can't really have selfish players and cliques in the dressing room. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You need to work as a team, and obviously your personal abilities will shine through that. But I've been very impressed, and you know, as Niall says, he came away with us to La Manga, and you know, he feels like one of the lads now. So. It's definitely some good in the dressing room, yeah.
So finally, a tough game today, but one we are capable of coming away with the 3 points.
Definitely, I think we're more than capable of going out and, you know, winning comfortably. But you know, like I say, Inverness will be up for it, and you know they're desperate for a win, and it could turn into a tough game. But I'm more than confident that the lads can get the job done today.
Danny, let's wish you well, and thanks for joining us pre-match. Don't forget, you'll be grilled at half-time. We'll be putting you right through the ringer with some very tough questions. I hope you're well prepared. Danny, thanks for joining us. You can go and enjoy the first half,
no problem.
And we'll speak with Danny at half-time.